Now, Talent Summit has grown to become one of the largest HR and leadership conferences in Europe, and it returns in September with business leaders, HR professionals and people managers from across Munster set to gather in Cork for Talent Summit 2026. The event is hosted by Sigmar Recruitment, and I'm delighted to say I'm joined in studio now by the Associate Director of Sigmar, Scartaglen native Dinis Crimmin. Dinis, thanks a million for joining us here on In Business on Radio Kerry and for joining us in the studio. Before we dive into Talent Summit 26, can you tell me about Sigmar and what is Sigmar?
Thanks very much for having me, David. Sigmar is a recruitment business. We are in business over 25 years now. We cover all sectors here in Ireland. We do branch out occasionally into Europe as well. Our headquarters are in Dublin, but we have a very strong base down here in Munster between Cork and Kerry. We also have offices in Athlone and Galway as well.
Fantastic. So a big corporation and you're flying it, obviously.
Yeah, recruitment is busy at the moment. Down here in Kerry in particular, there's a lot of businesses thriving, so we're doing a lot of hiring in the area. I myself kind of specialise in Kerry, Cork, Munster in general. But nothing but good things to say at the moment about the industry and how things are looking for businesses.
Fantastic. And we'll get back to that in a couple of minutes. You're a Scartaglen man.
I am indeed.
Tell me a bit about yourself before we get into the overall ins and outs of it. How did you end up working for Sigmar? You lived and worked abroad for a few years. Tell me about that.
I did indeed. So like anyone will tell you, I think if they start out in recruitment, I fell into it. Moved over to the UK and ended up getting a job as a trainee recruiter, which I thoroughly enjoyed. Ended up moving back to Ireland in 2020, and I was delighted to be able to join Sigmar Recruitment in their Munster branch, in their Cork office, where I still am today. I've been working with Sigmar now for 6 years, absolutely amazing, brilliant people to work with, and I'm currently the Associate Director there, working with a team of about 12 people, where we're placing candidates throughout Cork, Kerry and the rest of Munster.
Fantastic. I suppose you're a good base then for people who may be coming back from abroad, trying to set up back in Ireland, back in Kerry, Cork, Munster, and it's great to have that experience from your own background. Do you find a lot of people are coming back and trying to move back to Ireland at the moment?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as you say, I have that bit of experience myself, so always trying to help people with it where we can. It's different. I mean, back in the day, or even when I moved back in 2020, I was of the opinion wrongly that, oh, businesses in Ireland isn't as busy, or salaries aren't as high, or work-life balance isn't as good. I can categorically say from my own experience, business is thriving in Ireland. Opportunities are enormous, and salaries, benefits and everything else are in line, if not better, than elsewhere in Europe. So we do a lot of that. I suppose a lot of it is trying to coach people or help people, give them all the information they need when they're returning. Because there's a lot to take on. It's the scare of finding a house. It's the worry about what businesses are hiring. It's the worry about, will I get in at the same level, or will my salary change, or the difference between coming from the UK, the pound to the euro. So what we would try and do is, we never try and do the big push or the big sell, but give as much information as possible and then try and be of assistance to people, because there's so much still young talent that moved away that can come back and really add value to Irish businesses, which Irish businesses need at the moment because they're crying out for talent.
Of course, yeah. And I suppose, as you said there, it's always good to know there is that kind of hand on the shoulder when you have that experience yourself, to be able to say, look, I did this move, be it from Australia or England. So it is good. And so you said there is quite a big, at the moment, big number of people looking to kind of move back home.
There is. Again, it's scary for people. There's no two ways about it. And businesses here in Ireland are actively trying to attract talent to come home. So it's a little bit of push and pull, I suppose. There are people who are actively looking to move home.
Yeah.
But they're very much so as businesses who are looking to approach talent abroad to come back as well.
And I suppose you can work as that kind of interlink between it all.
Exactly, yeah. That's where we would come into play. And hopefully we can provide the right advice on both sides of the coin to help people make the right decisions for themselves. Because it is a massive... massive decision.
Yeah, it's a huge jump. And I suppose it brings us along nicely to Talent Summit.
Yes. It's
back again, and it's coming in September, I believe. Tell me a bit about that. How did Talent Summit get up and running?
Yeah, so Sigmar Recruitment founded Talent Summit many, many years ago. It actually started off as National Employment Week.
Right.
Back just after the Celtic Tiger, when things went under a little and was trying to drive employment and help people in any way possible.
Yeah.
It's always been its own separate entity, its own separate thing. Like, we really want to push it as Talent Summit, and we want people to to enjoy it without thinking that there's a sell behind it. Mm-hmm. That's crucial to us. So Talent Summit's been running for a long time now. I've been involved in five of them since I've moved back to Ireland and joined Sigmar. I absolutely love them. It's the largest HR conference in Europe. So at the moment, we do three in Ireland. We do one in the RDS, which is our big one. Mm-hmm. That brings in about 2,500 to 3,000 people.
Well,
we do an event in Galway. That's on in the Dexcom this year. And the one I'm here to talk to you about, David, is in Páirce Cuíve on the 24th of September. We're hoping, or we believe, we'll be welcoming 300 attendees to the event. And it's a brilliant half day's event with a lot of brilliant speakers on board already, which we're delighted about.
Of course. And I suppose what sort of, it's not just speakers as well. I suppose networking is a big part of that whole sphere of Talent Summit. For businesses in Kerry who are kind of hearing about it for the first time, what would you say, what would be the advantages of going to Talent Summit?
Well, without going backwards in years or whatever, but since COVID, networking has been enormous.
Yeah.
Everyone in nearly every industry was stuck in an office at home or a room at home working on a laptop.
Yeah.
And I myself, and I think I can speak for a lot of people, got into the habit of being behind the computer.
Mm-hmm.
So any opportunity to network with your peers or with the professionals, I think, is invaluable. So that, first and foremost, number one, it's a bit of crack. Number two, you'll always come away with something from it.
Yeah.
So Talent Summit is a HR conference, but I suppose here in Munster in particular, we try and aim it at HR professionals, but also people managers and business leaders.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the people I speak with, or a lot of people I deal with on a day-to-day basis, are small, medium-sized businesses.
Yeah.
So anywhere from maybe one person running a business to 250 employees. That's kind of our sweet spot at the moment. But Talent Summit caters for every business from founder ran to multinational employer.
Yeah.
The networking is a massive, massive part of it. But also, I think there's going to be some very, very good conversations on the day. Like, to give you quick snapshot of the type of people we have talking.
Yeah, please do.
There will be, of course, the HR panel, and that's going to be very, very good. But we also have the likes of Kate English, for example. She's chief economist at Deloitte. She, you will have seen her, I'd imagine, a lot of media outlets as well. Mm-hmm. She does a lot of work. She speaks fantastically. She'll bring a very different voice to the event that I would hope people would be very, very interested in. Looking at kind of founders and business entrepreneurs, we have Fiona Parfrey, who's the co-founder of Riley, an amazing business, Cork-based business that's rapidly rising. They're just two. For example, we have Michelle O'Keefe and Tracy Gunn, also the co-founders of Platform 55. Really amazing organization. The stuff they're doing is brilliant. And they're going to speak about leadership in the workplace and the modern workplace and what that brings, because the workplace has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And HR people in particular will know that. Gone are the days where everyone is in the office at 9 o'clock and everyone has gone from the office at 5 o'clock. Everyone has different things going on in their lives,
yeah,
be it collecting kids or a washing machine being changed or whatever it may be. The world of work and how we interact in the workplace has changed. So I think that'll be very, very interesting.
And I suppose you touched upon working from home there. I imagine a big, not a difficulty, but a challenge at the moment for businesses is AI. Will there be discussions on AI and leadership in AI at the forum, at the summit, excuse me?
There will be. AI is at the forefront of everything at the moment, isn't it? I'm sure you're talking about it every day here.
Yes,
as
indeed.
Well.
Yeah.
We actually have Cleo McCormack. She's the co-creation director at Version One. We want to look at AI, but we want to look at it from a human perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're never going to remove the human element of HR or business in general, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So what we really want to look at is adopting AI in a human way and using it in the right way in your business. Cleo will have an amazing talk about that. I think it'll be really, really impactful. It should be very, very helpful to attendees as well. It's going to be practical, which I think is the most important thing, because sometimes these AI conversations, for me personally anyway, can go way over my head.
Yeah.
And I come out of there knowing less than when I walked in there.
Of course, more brain fog than
exactly.
Anything. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So you really want it to be practical and give people a takeaway when they're leaving the room.
Mm-hmm. What do you hope people will take away from the day?
We want people to leave Talent Summit with practical tips to take back to their business.
Mm-hmm.
Networking, of course, that's very, very important. And I think any opportunity to network with your peers is amazing. But we want to give people practical advice, or for them to hear what their peers are going through, or what are the good bits, or what are the more difficult bits at the moment. And I suppose give them reassurance, number one, but also give them practical advice to take back with them.
That's fantastic. It sounds good. Dennis, stay with me. We must take a quick commercial break, but we'll be back after these. I have a few more questions for you, so we'll be back right after these.
Thanks, David.
If you're in business, you need to be kept informed. In Business on Radio Kerry, every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m.
And you're very welcome back to In Business. David Elegan sitting in for Amber Galway this evening on the show. And I'm delighted to still be joined in studio by Dennis Crimmon of Sigmar. Dennis, we talked about a number of things there, but you've touched upon it there about how busy things are across Kerry and Munster. And I suppose I just want to expand a bit more on that. It feels like the employment market has settled kind of after a dramatic few years, but how would you describe where we are today? Has it settled, or is that just me looking in? Is that actually the picture?
Yeah, I would say you're right. That period after the pandemic was crazy. There was probably 4 years of an extraordinary hiring boom.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely hasn't taken a downturn.
Right.
I would agree with you that it's settled. It's more balanced, I would say.
Okay.
But there are still a lot of businesses looking to hire. Like, I would definitely say that business is very, very strong in Kerry and in Munster in particular.
And I suppose when we look at Kerry and Munster, like, are there trends that are happening, or what's there to show?
Well, there's been staples in Kerry always: tourism, hospitality. Mm-hmm. They're always going to be busy. Of course, that can be slightly seasonal, but it's a massive boost to the Kerry economy. There's no two ways about it. Fantastic for people looking for part-time employment, fantastic for school leavers or college students who are looking for part-time employment. That will always be a staple in Kerry, I think. Looking at some other markets, construction is performing incredibly well. That's across the country, but in Kerry as well. Housing delivery, commercial developments, infrastructure. There's so much going on in Kerry. You'll see it if you're out in any road or you're in any town or village, you'll see building going on.
Mm-hmm.
Engineering is very, very busy.
Yeah.
You'll see a lot of manufacturing happening in Kerry now. Food production is really coming to the forefront with some fantastic local businesses involved in food manufacturing. That's just to name a few.
Yeah.
But it's really, really good to see. And it's a very broad skill set that the employers in Kerry are looking for, which is fantastic. Businesses are able to attract new employees from the local colleges.
Mm-hmm.
They're also looking at attracting people, as we said earlier, returning home, maybe from being abroad. And we're also having a lot of people who are relocating to Kerry because of the work available or the opportunities available in the area, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm. And you kind of touched upon that earlier with the kind of work-life balance. Is working from home still, is that as big as it was a couple of months or a couple of years ago, or has it kind of gone back a bit?
Will I give it a professional answer? Or no, I'm joking. No, to be dead honest with you, it's not as big a requirement on either side anymore. We thought it was going to be the main driver forever,
mm-hmm.
but there's been a big push of people wanting to return to office as well.
Okay.
That hybrid model, I think, is the ideal.
Yeah.
Where it gives the flexibility and gives opportunity to people,
mm-hmm.
but you want people connected in an office environment as well.
Yeah.
I really think, even in our own business, you need to be sensible in how you approach everyone individually and make sure that you are dealing with everyone on an individual basis to ensure you're giving them as much as you can and you're getting the most back in return. So, yeah, just to answer your question, I don't think it's as high up the priority list at the moment as other things would be.
Mm-hmm.
Work-life balance with regards to how satisfied people are in their roles, remuneration and salary, of course, is always at the forefront.
Yeah.
And people are very interested in benefits at the moment. For example, the government pension scheme having come in now has really put that in the media and put it in people's minds. So looking at benefits on a broader scale is important to people at the moment.
Of course, it's very important. I suppose looking beyond Kerry, then looking at Munster more broadly, could you tell me what's happening there? Is the region standing out, or what are the trends?
Yeah, I mean, Munster has established itself within the technology, life sciences, engineering, manufacturing sectors predominantly.
Mm-hmm.
Cork, for example, I would say is one of Europe's leading life science hubs.
Right.
Limerick and Shannon is doing amazing work in manufacturing and engineering and technology. And Kerry, as I said earlier, food production, tourism, there's a lot of financial services here. There's a lot of renewable energy here. So it's really, Munster in general is at the forefront of a lot of
Irish and European business, which is amazing to see. A big strength of Munster is it's easy to travel.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have people coming from Kerry to work in Cork, Cork to work in Limerick, Limerick to work in Kerry, and so on and so forth. The other thing is the different markets are so diversified. So we've mentioned tourism to tech, to engineering, to life sciences. There's so much opportunity there. Like, it also provides a level of security for people because there is so much that one area being impacted won't necessarily mean a massive downturn.
Yeah, of course. And that's very important as well. I suppose we hear in the news a lot about inflation and interest rates, Strait of Hormuz, global uncertainty. Are those issues filtering down into the recruitment picture? What's it like there?
All very, very scary words.
Yeah.
And words that no one wants to see, and that people often bury their heads in the sand and want to talk that and don't want to talk about. You have to keep your finger on the pulse with them.
Mm-hmm.
Look, to call a spade, it's not impacting employers or employees in Kerry, in Munster, in Ireland negatively, I would say. Global uncertainty is always going to influence employers.
Yeah.
But as I said there, our businesses in this area are so diversified, it means that there are always opportunities here. We've one of the youngest, Ireland has one of the youngest skilled workforces in Europe. So there's always going to be opportunity there for them. I would say there's no need to be negative, or there's no need to be overly worried.
Mm-hmm.
But what's going on in the world is always going to impact us.
Of course.
A bit of a staying on the fence answer for you, David. But
it's fair as well. And that's important too for obviously employees and employers as they're going forward. And I suppose we kind of touched upon it earlier about candidates' expectations. We mentioned about, you know, work-life balance, working from home. What other changes have you seen over the past few years on that sphere?
Yeah, we would call that candidate behaviour, and I know that's probably that makes it sound more nuanced than it is, but what people are looking for has really changed.
Yeah.
Like, salary is important, of course, but it's not the be all and end all anymore. It was at one time.
Yeah.
People want to know about the business they're working for. Who are the people? What is the leadership like? What is the culture like? Are this company going to invest in training for me? Are they going to develop my career? Flexibility is massive. It's not just working from home or hybrid working. It's the flexibility to be able to work with your employer to make sure that it's the best place for you. So that has been a big change, and I think it's one of the good things that came from the pandemic.
Okay. And I suppose from the other side of the fence then, what do employers need to focus on, and I suppose what are they kind of focusing on too much, or has that changed?
Yes, it has, to be honest with you. As I was saying earlier, there is a skill shortage. Every company is competing for top talent.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was to give any bit of advice to businesses hiring at the moment is speed. Don't dilly-dally in the market, because everyone's competing for that top candidate or that top person that you want. The best people don't stay looking for jobs for long. That's the be-all and end-all of it. Don't go for a crazy long interview process. You'll know very quickly if that person is for you. And interviews have changed over the last couple of years. It's not, the employer doesn't have all the power anymore.
Mm-hmm.
At certain times, it's maybe the candidate interviewing you. So it's just speed is really, really good. Retention is something else I would always tell businesses to focus on.
Yeah.
If you can retain your top talent by looking at those things we spoke about earlier that employees are looking for,
mm-hmm.
it's way easier. It's a lot easier to keep, invest and retain your current talent than it is to go and hire new talent. If you can invest in your people, invest in well-being, invest in L&D, learning and development, and invest in leadership, that's going to help your business immensely. Finally, I suppose make sure your employer branding is right.
Right.
And that's hard for some businesses.
And what does that mean for maybe people who wouldn't be, you know, that savvy with employer branding? Just a small shop in Castle Island, say.
Agreed. And I wouldn't be exactly savvy with it myself if it was me having to do it. But everyone is going to research your business before they apply for a job or before they go for an interview now.
Right.
So if you're a small shop in any part of Kerry, for example, you're not going to have a massive website, or you're not going to have loads of reviews online, yeah. but you can make sure your shop is presentable. Mm-hmm. You can make sure that your customer service is 5 out of 5. You can make sure that anyone going in there has a good experience. Word will spread. That's just at the very bottom of the mountain.
Yeah.
Then when you're going up the ladder, you're looking at websites, you're looking at Google reviews. You want to make sure that you're portraying the best possible version of your business to people, because it does matter.
Yeah.
And for every business, as we say, from that shop in Castle Island to a huge multinational business, reputation matters. Mm-hmm. As I say, people are all competing for top talent. You need to make sure that you're doing the right things. Like, your reputation matters more than ever. So yeah. it's important that you look after that, that you treat your customers in the right way, and that your business is doing the right things, I suppose, to attract the right talent.
Which is good advice. And I suppose on the other side of it then, for job seekers, what are the tips, I suppose, to make them stand out to people recruiting?
Yeah, being a job seeker is scary.
Yeah.
No one particularly likes the feeling of deciding that they're going to move jobs. You can be comfortable, but you mightn't be happy. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
I would tell people, if you want to move, if you're looking for a new role, don't wait for the perfect job, because in your mind that can be anything.
Yeah.
And it might never turn up. What I would say is, have your reasons for looking for a new role together, and then you're able to marry that against the roles you're looking for. You have to be able to look at what you're looking for. Is it you want a job closer to home? Is it salary? Is it flexibility? Is it leadership? Is it culture? Once you know why you're looking to move, mm-hmm. that makes your move much, much easier. If you are starting to look, number one, most important thing is make sure your CV is up to date.
Do CVs get scrutinised as much as people think? Do you know, if you were, say for argument's sake, moved to London, worked in a pub for a while, but you know you're going into a different industry that you had previously worked in, is there a reason to explain those gaps, or what do you put in those areas?
So just, we could do a whole separate separate talk on CVs, but the day of the two pager is gone.
Okay.
So don't be afraid if your CV is 3 or 4 pages long.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, the day of having a picture on your CV is long gone, but what you want to have on there is facts. So you want to have your education and your career experience, really and truly. They're the most important things to have on there. With regards to explaining gaps, it can help, because yeah. people will want to know that. In your personal profile, which I'd advise everyone to have at the top of their CV, have in what you're looking for, why you're looking to move. And for example, if there are any gaps in your CVs, like, you'll have people who'll be returning from maternity leave, or maybe after having children, they're looking to return to work after a couple of years. Have that in there. It makes the CV personable. Mm-hmm. That, to me, is the most important thing. In an age where CVs are getting ran through automated software at times,
yeah.
if you can personalise your CV and ensure that human interaction is there, when it gets to a hiring manager, or again, it's a very valid reason to use a recruiter, so you have that human impact there, I think that's invaluable.
That's very good advice. Looking ahead, how is the market looking? What's the future like?
Very, very optimistic, I would say.
Yeah.
We've talked about it, but Munster is thriving.
Yeah.
Kerry is thriving. Businesses are hiring. There's work popping up every day of the week. Munster continues to attract a load of investment, which is crucial. Mm-hmm. Our Indigenous companies are continuing to grow and innovate. All of our universities are performing very, very well and growing. All of the people coming out of those universities are moving into employment very, very quickly. Don't get me wrong, there will be challenges. There's always going to be challenges. And when we look at what's going on around the world, could that impact us? Possibly. But I would really, really say things are looking very, very good in the market at the moment.
That's fantastic. That's great advice, Dennis. I suppose, finally, before I let you go, Talent Summit, it's coming up in September. Tell me once more what to look forward to and how do we go about getting there?
Yeah, so if anyone's interested in attending the event, please go on the website. It's talentsummit.ie, or reach out to myself, Dennis Crimmon. You can find me on LinkedIn or on the Sigmar website. We would love to have as many people as possible there to enjoy the event. I meant to mention earlier, actually, Trisha Lewis, maybe better known as Trisha's Transformation, will yeah. be closing out the event. So again, to give it that kind of a personal note, Trisha was a very well-known chef. And obviously, she's now a best-selling author and an online personality. But She's going to share her personal story around resilience and how she's reinvented herself, which, again, I think will really hit home to HR professionals and business leaders and will give them a different point of view that, again, should hopefully impact everyone. But we're really looking forward to having everyone in Páirc Uí Chaoimh. It should be an amazing half-day event for anyone that wants to attend. And for those that have been there before, I'm sure they would say the same. So looking forward to seeing everyone there.
That's fantastic. Dinas, thanks very much for joining us on In Business.
Thanks a million, David. Appreciate it.
That's Dinas Crimmin, Associate Director of Sigma Recruitment Cork, discussing Talent Summit 2026, which, as he said, takes place on the 24th of September.